Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our very delicious series on your natural state of abundance. And today we want to remind you that abundance is about money and a whole lot more. And this is where we begin. So in our conversations here about your natural state of abundance, we are referring to money. We are referring specifically to money in whatever currency, in whatever way it is appropriate for it to show up in your life. But we're also referring to time and to space and to the spaciousness of time and to the ways in which everything falls into place in exactly the right way and the ways in which even the things that you don't like are here to help you. These are all abundant when you tap into abundance. When you really do allow yourself to feel the natural state of your abundance, and not only just feel it, but also declare it to be true, assert that it is real, and line up with the having of it. For you see, abundance is about money, but it's also about a whole lot more. And while we never would want to say that it's never about money, and it's only about this, or that to think about money is not an abundant thing to do, and we would never want to say such a thing, nor would we ever want to intimate that such a thing was true, we do want to say that your job as the abundant being that you are is to not only allow yourself to have what you actually do want, which can be quite powerful, but to also really, really revel and bask in the amazing diversity of what really is all about you, that is all about abundance. So, to put this in very stark, very plain, very clear terms, you are only as capable of noticing abundance as you are a match to the abundance that you are noticing. Which means that the more you notice, the more you can notice. So the more you practice the art of paying attention to abundance in your life, the more abundance there will be for you to notice. Not only to notice, but to experience, and not only to experience, but to have, and not only to have, but to hold. And we invite you to really do pay attention to the powerful, powerful, powerful state of abundance that is in your life. There's a whole lot more going on than you may be accustomed to noticing by default. And with just the simple intention of wanting to notice more, you will find more and more examples of how abundance is flowing in your life and is present in your life already, and how indeed abundance is your natural state. But you do have to tune into it. There's only so much that we can offer you from where we sit, because you have to be a match to the having of these ideas. And of course, we say you have to be a match. We don't mean that there is an imperative to be one. What we mean is that, quite literally, in order for you to experience the fullness of all that you are wanting, being a match to the natural state of your abundance is, in fact, something we would highly, highly recommend. And quite simply and quite plainly and quite honestly, it's actually quite simple. It's just a matter of paying attention to what's working. That might be another way of thinking about it, in a simpler way, in fact, indeed, to finding yourself into and your way into the meaning of what abundance is for you specifically. Because certainly, if you look around in your life and you say, well, this is working and this is working and this is working, well, then you can easily see that everything that is happening to your benefit, and everything that is happening to your benefit is becoming more and more pronounced, and that even when something happens that you don't like, it actually is happening to your benefit, and that there is always a benefit in the noticing of what is happening that is working. In other words, it is just a matter of time. It's just a matter of you giving yourself the time, and it's just a brief moment is all that is needed for you to really pay attention to how wonderfully, powerfully abundant everything is in your life right now. If you have a habit of looking around and seeing that you don't have what you want, even what you are noticing that you don't have actually belongs to you. It's just in the not wanted, not having place. But it's still present. You're still aware of it. It may not be in your possession. It may not be in your hot little hands. But it is still there. You are aware of it. And just that, in and of itself, if you pay attention to nothing other than that, you will notice very quickly and very powerfully how much abundance there actually is in your life. For it really, truly is everywhere. So we suggest today that you really do give yourself the attention that you deserve and you merit, and that is the attention to your abundance. That you give yourself the attention that belongs to you, that is for you, that benefits you, that says, not only am I an amazingly unlimited being of light, but in all of my manifestation, I am an abundant manifesting experience, for you are. You may want to sort out wanted versus unwanted and have versus not have, but that's something that you can do on a case-by-case basis when it arises and when it is natural to you, and that will arise naturally and normally and organically for you as you are paying attention to abundance. The trick here is to not believe, as is always the case, to not believe the contrast as it arises, to make sure that you are standing behind your preferences. And you can tell that you're standing behind your preferences because you feel better. So in choosing that thought that feels better about what happens or what is happening or what is arising when contrast presents itself, quite literally what you are doing is you are showing yourself, this is the way it is for me. This is what my life is right now. I am an abundant being of light. I am surrounded by manifestations of that abundance. Everything that I see is actually a testament to my abundance and a testament to my power, including and particularly the really peculiar belief that I have that I don't have what I want. That's a testament to the truth of who I am as a powerful being, because I have unlimited abundance, and so it's a particularly difficult thing that I have somehow or another actually tricked out into my reality to have demonstrations of how I'm not who I say I am. To contradict myself is an amazingly powerful experience, because the truth of who I am is so astonishingly broad and powerful that I must be up to something really, really, really amazing if I'm doing that. And as such, there must be something really, really, really amazing and wonderful that is coming as a result. So you see, abundance is everywhere. Asserting its presence, standing for its presence, observing its presence, looking for it, seeking it out. These are wonderful, wonderful gifts that you can give yourself right now, today. You need not wait. You do not have to wait until something else happens, or until you get the stuff or the thing, or until, in fact, even that you feel better. Because you can find these things now, and in the noticing of them, your vibration will automatically expand. So today is this wonderful day, this day that you have been waiting for, that has come to you, that is here, that is now, that is present. Today is the day that you were destined to experience, to become, and to have. And today, this amazing, magical, wondrous day, is the perfect day to be asserting your natural state of abundance and to realize quite clearly that while abundance is most definitely about money, it is also about a whole heck of a lot more. Time and space and the spaciousness of time and all of that really, really, really good stuff. So give yourself the benefit of abundance today by finding reasons to choose for it and to notice it in your experience and to bring your attention to it. And know that as you are doing so, you are giving yourself more and more and more of what you actually are wanting. And it will be pretty obvious. Once you start down this road, you'll realize very quickly why this is exactly what you would want. As many of you know already, because you have already walked down this road before, and what we are doing here is inviting you to do it again and again and again and again. So, once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to have been connecting with each of you in all the ways that we've been doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid each of you a very fond farewell.